This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope everyone had a great weekend, and we appreciate you being with us today. Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with our good friend Kyle Odell, OWRSfirm.com is their website. And each week Kyle joins us, and we talk a lot about our finances and all. And every once in a while here these last few weeks, we've been having on some special guests. But first of all, I'll welcome the man himself, Mr. Kyle Odell. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Great to see you.
Yep, you too.
Tell us about our guest today.
I'm excited about our guest today, Tim Bounds with Evans Case Law Firm here in town. We're going to talk, you know, spend some time talking about estate planning. And, you know, this month marks the 2-year anniversary where Prince passed away. And, you know, his sudden tragic death, you know, it stunned the world, but it really shocked his family when they found out that, you know, really his affairs weren't in order. And, you know, he did not have a will and trust and so forth. And when you have an estate that's worth, you know, different rumors, $150 million, you know, plus, you know, a lot of that's going to go to Uncle Sam in estate taxes. But then on top of that, we don't have a will and a trust that designates, you know, where those items go and you know, what happens there. It really turns into a sad story. And we've heard it time and time again with Robin Williams and Whitney Houston, and the list goes on. And what's even worse is that, you know, Americans now, you know, we're learning that, you know, over 60% of Americans, they don't have any estate planning that has been done in their lives. You know, they don't have a will. And so I'm excited about having Tim on to talk about this a little bit. So, you know, why is it that you think that people aren't taking the time to plan for their future and, you know, get a will done and some of those basic things that everyone needs?
Well, certainly the three celebrities you just mentioned really does sort of confirm that statistic that's out there of the number of people who don't plan ahead of time. And I wasn't necessarily shocked when you read off those names and those statistics. I guess maybe in those specific instances, you would think that the team of professionals that they had probably surrounded themselves with and nobody thought to advise them on setting up a plan. And that, you know, also goes to show that I think some people maybe just think that estate planning is not for them, whether it be an age thing or an asset thing. A common misconception that I run into is that you have to have a lot of stuff to have an estate plan, and that's just not true. Young families, young couples, people with minor children who maybe are still well into the growth phase of their financial planning and don't have a lot of assets that they've accumulated over their lives, it's still important for them, mainly because of things like who would get custody of their children if both parents passed away. Or, like you said a second ago, Kyle, just taking control of the process and taking it out of the hands of state law or a judge or in an even worse case, a bunch of lawyers fighting over who gets custody or who gets the property or who manages it. You can avoid all of that stuff by taking the time to set up a plan that works for you, and the process itself does not have to be time-consuming. I say that with the one caveat of, you know, going to the internet for a lot of things is great. Going to the internet for an estate plan and one that's going to work and do what you need it to do is definitely not a good idea.
I would certainly agree with that. You know, my wife and I, we took the time a couple years ago to, right after we got married, to put a will in place and go through everything. And, you know, we were asked so many different questions by the estate attorney that, you know, that we had worked with that, you know, it was questions that I had never thought of. You know, it even got down to, what do you want to have happen with your pets? You know, I never thought about, well, who do I want my dog, right. My boy.
That's an important decision right there, man. Who gets your dog?
Who gets my dog is a very important decision, you know, but it wasn't something that I thought, well, Do I need to put that in writing? Mm-hmm. Yes, because I want to make sure he's taken care of, you know. And now that we have a daughter and you know, we're very happy that we, you know, did those things. And I, you know, I always tell everyone, because I travel so much with work, it just gives me the peace of mind every time I get on a plane to know that, you know, God forbid if something ever happened, I know my family's taken care of and, you know, my wishes are in place and they're going to be taken care of because of the things, the steps that we took. And so, Tim, on your end, you know, maybe you can speak to this a little bit more. You know, I have families come in my office all the time and they'll talk about, you know, they'll say something to the effect of, well, you know, I don't know that I need a will right now, or, you know, I'm just not, you know, they don't. I think one thing that, you know, my wife and I learned through that process was getting a living will in place and the powers of attorney and so forth. So maybe you can talk about that for a moment, some of the, and the importance of that, no matter what age you are.
Right. And that's one of the things I was going to mention. The most overlooked aspect of this planning process for a lot of people is they only look at what's going to happen at death. And yes, estate planning contemplates that. But what estate planning also deals with is it deals with what I call the incapacity planning part of it. So planning for life events that may not result in a death, but would result in a person's inability to manage their property or their money or their financial affairs as a whole. And it's about taking control over who would that person be if something happened to you, but it doesn't kill you, or you have a stroke or an aneurysm or a serious illness. And in a lot of those cases, the discussion for me involves avoiding court processes. I like to keep people out of court as much as I possibly can. And then, you know, most people, when they think of a trust, they think of it avoiding probate after they pass away. Well, trusts can also avoid probate during a person's life through what I would refer to as conservatorship, which is basically a living probate process where a court appoints somebody to manage a person's assets and financial situation. The sister process to that is a guardianship, which involves a court appointing somebody to make a person's health care decisions. So by taking the steps to at least have good powers of attorney for both financial and medical situations covered, you're covering not only what happens at death, but you're also covering what happens during life. And the, to use another statistic, the average person throughout their life now is going to have 5 to 10 or more incapacity events that they're going to have to go through. Modern medicine is really good these days, and people live a lot longer. But it doesn't mean that they live, you know, to the full capabilities of their health and then just drop dead. So estate planning covers all of those situations.
Very, very, very important areas there. And those are discussions that, you know, and going back to that Prince situation, it just amazes me that, you know, no one stepped up to, none of the people around him, none of his managers stepped up to ask those questions to make sure that those things were done. And that's something that we do with every family that comes in our office on, you know, during that first visit, just to find out, do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Is it up to date? You know, what's the status on that? And, you know, I'll have family say to me, you know, at times, Kyle, you know, I have a will, you know, because I've, you know, written some things down on a piece of paper. I've written my wishes down and I've signed it. In the state of Colorado, Tim, would that hold up?
Well, Colorado does recognize what we call holographic wills, which is the will that somebody writes on a dinner napkin, so to speak. And Colorado does recognize those. My position on that is that's probably just going to cause more problems than it actually solves. Because if it is something that's just written out and signed, that's where you can get into situations where family members may start to question whether that's valid in the sense of, well, you know, did mom or dad or grandma or grandpa have capacity? Did they even know what they were really doing? Was somebody unduly influencing them to write it out a certain way? Our firm does, you know, estate and trust administration, and along with that, estate and trust litigation. And I know in a lot of the cases that we get that involve litigation involve questions like that. And I think if that's what you're resorting to, it may end up costing more in the end than they originally thought. I agree with you, Kyle. I always ask my clients, do you have an estate plan? Is it more than 3 years old? And do you know what it says? Most people cannot get two out of those three. They get to the first one and then they kind of get stumped on the second and third ones. So that's why I think sitting down with a qualified estate planning attorney who specializes in this area, because it is a highly specialized area of law, is actually more, it's obviously more helpful, but it's actually going to be in the end more cost effective than trying to go it alone.
Tim Bounds is with us. He's with the law firm of Evans and Case. And Tim, this is Scott. Let me ask you a question. On the power of attorney, most of the ones I think most of us familiar with are the financial power of attorney and a medical power of attorney. Are those the only two? Are those the main two? Or what other ones should we look at?
Right. I would say those are the main two. There certainly are other powers of attorney out there. You can have, you know, limited powers of attorney, or some people call them special powers of attorney, to allow somebody to represent you for a single transaction. That normally comes up in real estate transactions where you're sick or you have a stroke and you need a person to execute the sale of a property for you. But the general power of attorney, which covers financial matters, and the medical power of attorney, which allows somebody to make healthcare decisions for you if you're incapacitated, those are the main two, and they're included in all of the types of plans that we offer to our clients.
Right. You know, Kyle, you mentioned earlier, but we're in this such as do-it-yourself society, that where a lot of people just want to Google, and what comes to mind is LegalZoom, where you just, like I say, print out some documents and fill in the blank. And I'm telling you, as you mentioned, very dangerous way to do that, because again, when you sit down with a professional like yourself with financial planning or with Tim with this, I mean, you guys are going to make us think about things that we never, like, wow, I never even thought of that.
Right. You know, if my wife and I had turned to, you know, doing that online, I promise you, there'd be things in the back of my head where I'd be thinking, I wonder if I covered all my bases. I wonder if, you know, if there's a gap in my plan here, you know. And, you know, but in our case, because of the detail that we went through in working with an attorney, I don't have any sleepless nights.
Sure.
On that end. So it certainly helped a lot. So, Tim, maybe you can tell us real quick before we go to break here in a moment, if someone does want to reach out to you and to have you take a look at their estate situation, either to take a look at what they currently have, to make sure everything is up to date and looking good, and that it's in proper order, or maybe they need to start from scratch to build, you know, that will and possibly a trust and so forth. How might they reach out and get a hold of you in your office?
Absolutely. We're more than happy to help. They can check out our website, which is www.evanscase.com, or they can reach out to me directly at 303-757-8300. My email address and the number for our firm are obviously on the website as well on my bio page if they want to check that out ahead of time. I will mention that we always do free consultations for estate planning, so the first meeting is free. And it only takes about an hour or so. We don't want to make this burdensome on our clients. We don't want to make this process overly time-consuming, and it doesn't have to be. A lot of times I always say it probably takes more time to buy the asset than it does to go through the process to protect it. So absolutely, they can give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to speak with them.
Super. And so when we come back, we're going to ask you a few more questions about some of the important steps that people need to take with, you know, financial planning or the, you know, estate planning side here and some of the important things that they really need to consider. And so we'll be right back after this break.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil...
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition here with our good friend Kyle Odell, OWRS Firm. You can check out Kyle's website there. We're glad to have Tim Bounds with us. Tim is with Evans Case Law Firm here, and our subject today is talking about estate planning, and probably not a legal area we neglect more or put off more, Kyle, than what you do, financial planning, and then what Tim does. Because it's just like, especially with this, estate planning, we're thinking about something not ending up good for us, which is debt.
That's
most
exactly
people don't
right.
want to think about that.
Right, right. You know, it comes down to that, you know, thinking about the inevitable down the road. But, you know, prior to all that, you know, you really need to get things in order because you never know, you know, how life is going to turn out, and at least get a living will done, naming those, you know, powers of attorney and so forth. So excited about having Tim on. So Tim, you know, continuing just into this a little bit more in the depth of it here, what are some major life moments where, you know, that should trigger someone to create an estate plan, or someone to sit down with someone like yourself to you know, figure out exactly what they need to have in place?
Yeah, some examples are the obvious ones. Changes to family, which could be a marriage or a second marriage or a divorce or having a child or having another child. Some of them could be asset driven. If you sell a business or if you start a business, if you get a substantial increase in pay, or you just start to, you know, look at your statements and realize that you've got a lot saved up in investments and retirement. But it's not necessarily an area of law where I think that there's always a triggering mechanism, sort of like, you know, if you get in a car wreck, you think, well, I need to, you know, speak with an attorney because I need to make sure that you know, I have representation. Or a lot of times we see on the probate side of things in our firm, when a person passes away, the family thinks, okay, well, there's obviously going to be some legal process involved, so we need to have an attorney involved in that. Estate planning is unique in that area where there's not a specific triggering event that connects people to attorneys. So I always tell my clients that if they have an event, whether it be a family-related event or an asset-related event, that just in their gut tells them that I should discuss this with an attorney or another professional, then their gut is probably right. They should reach out to somebody to say, do I have any issues that I need to plan for, or am I covered under my current plan? That's why I always say we do those checkup meetings with our clients on a pretty regular basis to make sure that they can answer those three questions. Do you have a plan? Is it more than 3 years old, and what does it say?
Absolutely. You know, going through all that, you know, those major life events, you know, it's going to trigger those things. And so what, when people are looking at this, what should people consider when they're looking at creating their estate plan, whether they're single, married, have kids, you know, those different, you know, depending on how, you know, what stage of their life they're in right now, what are some, you know, major considerations that they should look at?
Right. I think the biggest consideration, no matter what type of plan a person would be doing, is who do they want to be in charge of taking care of their affairs, both during life and at death. I always say that I could give them the most technically sound and artfully drafted set of documents in the world, but if the wrong person is driving the bus, they can still drive the bus right off the cliff. So picking the right person to be in charge of those things and picking a person you trust is a very, very important consideration when you're getting into this type of planning. And I would say, again, the second one for me is the one that I think people overlook a lot of times, and that's incapacity planning. Don't think about just where you want all of your stuff to go when you pass away. You also want to be thinking about, well, as I get, you know, later in life, because for most people, incapacity planning does not just happen all of a sudden, like a serious health issue or a serious car accident or something like that. For a lot of us, over time, we slowly become incapacitated and lose the ability to manage our own affairs. So, again, picking who would be in charge in that scenario is a very big one. And then there's also ancillary considerations that are certainly important, but I would say those two are the two biggest. Things like asset protection, if you have minor children, or protecting a child's inheritance in the event of a divorce. There's also the tax implications for a lot of people. Estate taxes are not necessarily a concern, but basis planning and income tax planning becomes a primary concern. So we don't necessarily rank them in order of importance because they're all important, but I think the two biggest that people either struggle with or don't necessarily think about all the time are who's going to be in charge and what happens if something happens to me but I don't die but I'm incapacitated.
Right. Tim, do you think, going along the misconception line again, do you think a lot of people that come to you that they just feel like, you know, hey, something happens to me, my wife's going to take care of it or my family's just going to take care of it and it won't be a big deal. But do you find that sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. And especially the example you gave in the case of a married couple, most married couples believe that if something just happens to one of them, that the other spouse will automatically receive everything and that they'll be in charge of everything and they won't have to go through any court processes or jump through any hoops to get there. And that's unfortunately not the case. So even for married couples who might think, well, if I die, it's all going to go to he or she and they'll be in charge of it and we won't have to worry about anything. That is a big misconception out there. So setting things up the right way to make sure that they do pass seamlessly to your surviving spouse is obviously important. And setting it up in a way that doesn't involve, you know, other attorneys and the courts getting involved and looking over the spouse's back just to make sure that they're doing what they're already doing or what they're supposed to be doing. avoiding all of that extra hassle is one of the big goals that a lot of clients come to us with.
You know, one of the things, Tim, that I have clients come to me with, it, you know, as we're discussing their financial situation, you know, they'll say, you know, I'll use an example here. Let's say they have a daughter that has that's married now, and maybe they've married someone that the family really doesn't want to invite to Thanksgiving. We'll put it that way. They don't make the Christmas card list, you know, and they're looking at it thinking, well, down the road, you know, when we pass away, you know, our assets, we want them to go to our daughter. If our daughter's marriage doesn't work out, we want those assets to stay in our family and go to our grandkids. We don't want those assets to go to, you know, the son-in-law. Is there a way to set up a trust and different things to make those wishes fulfilled?
Absolutely, and that's typically how that's done is through a trust for the child. The trust has to have some very specific provisions in there to make it work right. Not me personally, but I know some real life examples where it has worked in the case of friends who unfortunately their marriage didn't work out, but their spouse did not walk away with half of their inheritance. So it does work. Another area that's not necessarily focused so much on the divorce planning side, but another area where we serve a lot of clients is if they have a child that receives any sort of public benefits or needs-based assistance due to a disability, perhaps, you have to protect those assets in a very, very specific way for a child like that. Otherwise, it might jeopardize their eligibility for those benefits that they so desperately need and use. And so making sure that we do that, I call it downstream planning, not only for mom and dad, but for the kids as well, whether it be a divorce issue, or a special needs issue where they do receive those benefits, and even in some cases just a spendthrift issue, protecting the beneficiary from themselves, so to speak. We cover all of those things. We address those. There's ways to address it, and there's ways to address it that are not overly complicated where the parents who are setting up the plan have to come in for, you know, meetings every month or every quarter or anything like that. So it's not very time intensive.
And Kyle, this is a huge part of what you do. I mean, financial planning, many people think it's just investments. It's not. There's a lot of pieces to this pie, so to speak. Financial planning, estate planning, all of it works hand in hand.
That's exactly right. You know, and, you know, so often families come to my office and what they have is not a financial plan. They simply just have a portfolio. And so that's where, you know, we're going to come in and we're going to look at, you know, the estate planning side. You know, we are a retirement income planning firm. We're looking at ways to reduce taxes. Can we reduce your market risk? You know, there are literally over 500 ways for a married couple to file for Social Security. You know, we're going to look at that entire full picture there. We're a holistic firm. And, you know, to sit down with a family and really put a plan in place so that we dot the I's, cross the T's, you know, hopefully fill in all those gaps and making sure that family's taken care of all the way around so that they have the peace of mind. You know, a plan, and I tell everyone this that comes in my office, that a plan is designed to deliver a very specific outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I rarely see anyone come in my office with a plan. They just have a portfolio. And most families have a pretty good idea of the things that they want to go do and experience and have fun during retirement, yet we don't have a plan.
Right. And Tim, in your arena, and we got just about a minute left, but in your area, probably some people think, hey, I got a plan, I got a will. And that's really not making up an estate plan.
Correct. And again, if I always ask them those three questions. Do you have something more than 3 years old? Is it Colorado specific? Because they may come with the napkin will, or they may come with a will that was actually done with an attorney and following all of the formalities, but it's, you know, 25 years old. And so much has changed between now and when they originally did their will. And so we always, for our clients, we always do checkup meetings. It's not mandatory or anything like that. But I always tell folks when we try to plan, we look at smaller windows of time than, you know, decades into the future, because we can't necessarily crystal ball everything. And things change over time. Families change. there's additions to the family. A family member's situation may change because of a marriage or a divorce or something like that, or you know, a child having their own kids. So there's all kinds of considerations for folks who may be doing this for the first time to think about, but also for anybody out there who's listening who it's been a while since they did their estate plan. It's always a good idea to review that with an attorney. It's like anything else. It does require ongoing maintenance, especially if there have been significant changes in the law. And when there are significant changes to the law, of course, the legal authorities that make those changes don't send a letter to every person and tell them how it, you know, affects them particularly. So checking in every once in a while just to make sure that the documents are still doing what you need them to do is always a good idea.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, hey, thanks for being with Kyle and myself. We appreciate it here on Haystack Help Radio and Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. So we'll have to do this again.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. That's Tim Bounds, evanscase.com. His number, 303-757-8300. If you've got any questions about estate planning, give Tim a call, 303-757-8300. Kyle, thank you very much, sir.
It's always great, Scott.
We'll look forward to our next visit. OWRSfirm.com and Kyle's number, 303-780-7350. 303-780-7350. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and we'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Now joined along with Marie Christine here in studio as well. Marie, how was your weekend?
It was really fun, but always nice to get back to KLZ.
Absolutely. We had a good banquet this weekend with Outdoor Buddies, good partners of ours with Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and raised a lot of money to help the organization. Our guest now, Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Doc, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Beautiful day out there in the Mile High City, so glad to have you with us today. So we've been talking here lately these last few weeks about the memory loss, dementia, some of the things, and we've talked a lot about the symptoms and, you know, your kind of way that you go about the consultation and all that. So I thought we'd touch on some of the things today, talking about some of the remedies, maybe some of the therapies, some of the, you know, what are things that people can do, maybe if they're in the early stages or even in the later stages of different things that we can do to help people.
Well, this I was thinking about this, and we can break it up into maybe three different pieces.
Okay.
And I think the first piece is let's break it up into diet. Second, let's break it up into some supplements that people can use. And then third, we can talk about some exercises and some brain therapies.
Great.
So let's start with diet. So diet, that's got to be the foundation for anything. And I know we talk about diet ad nauseum sometimes with different topics, but when we're talking about brain function, the diet piece is really big. Now, we've talked about, too, how Alzheimer's and dementias, and they're linking a lot of blood sugar issues to these types of neurological disorders. For instance, they're calling type 3 diabetes Alzheimer's, so they're intermixing the two, which tells us that if the world is going to label Alzheimer's as type 3 diabetes, that we need to make sure our blood sugar is stable. So I would think that's probably one of the first things that we need to do, is we need to make sure that blood sugar is stable. And then if somebody's asking, well, how do I do that? The most important areas to start is you have to get good fat and good protein into your diet, and usually for your bigger meals, like breakfast and lunch and dinner. So the fat and the protein will keep a person from having roller coasters. And you don't want a roller coaster throughout the day, because that's what makes your brain foggy. That's what zaps your energy, can even affect your mood. So keeping us off that blood sugar roller coaster is the first step, and we do that by good fats and good protein.
I'm encouraged to hear that fats don't have to be taken out of our diet, because fatty foods are my favorite kind.
And when we talk about fatty foods, we're looking at more like your avocados and lean meats and fish and olive oil and avocados and nuts and seeds and eggs and things like that. So your fatty cheeses, fatty meats, things like that. So as long as you're not applying like fried chicken.
Wait, I'm not hearing hamburgers and cheeseburgers in that list, or milkshakes, or hang on. Suddenly it's not sounding so good. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So if somebody starts off with a good fat and good protein for their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then keep low glycemic foods and vegetables in their diet, so meaning that probably having a full day of watermelon is probably not a good idea. But if you had some blueberries and kiwi and an apple that has fiber, and pears and peaches, and you know, all these really cool vegetables that have sugar in them, because we got to have sugar for our energy, but you don't want these insane spikes of sugar.
Well, so now what's the difference between something like a watermelon and a pear? They have the same sugar content, I would think.
They do. So what makes the difference is a pear and apples, they have more fiber. Hmm. And fiber will slow down that sugar response, whereas if you just have watermelon doesn't really have that much fiber. That's why, like, if you squish it in your mouth, it just goes to liquid.
It's mainly water, right?
Yeah, and it's the same reason why apple juice is not as good for you as an apple. So apple juice, if you have an 8-ounce glass and you just consumed about 7 to 8 apples, minus the fiber, So the fiber is really what helps to slow down that sugar response. So we always want more fibrous vegetables and fibrous foods. And, you know, you get that good fiber and carbs, so you can give yourself some sugar, and then you sustain it throughout the day. So that's a really good start on just food.
You know, just touching on juices real quick there. Well, you go in a grocery store now, it is aisles and aisles of just juices. And again, we always think of orange juice just being so healthy, or tomato juice or whatever, grapefruit juice. I mean, are there specific juices that you would say, you know, for the most part, there are some better than others for us? Or are all those pretty good,
really,
just depending on how much we drink?
No, most of them are just a sugar bomb. You know, it is fruit sugar. I get it, versus, you know, soda that just has, you know, a simple sugar. So I get there's a difference on that. But when you don't have the fiber to kind of to slow that response down, then you're just dropping a lot of sugar into your gut. You know, and that's not good, because your body's still going to react to it. You know, and if you've ever made orange juice, I mean, if I wanted to make you a full glass of orange juice, I would have to pull out a lot of oranges to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine, like, you know, just sitting somebody at the table and giving them six apples and being like, here, I want you to eat all six apples. I mean, you'd be full, but if you had all six apples, that's equivalent to a whole juice. I mean, everybody would be like, oh, six apples, that's way too much.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll have, you know, 8 ounces of apple juice. So there's some good vitamins that you get out of it. You know, your vitamin C, and, you know, get some really good vitamins and health pieces out of it. But that sugar bomb is going to be, that can spike you all day long. So
Scott, we might want to stay away from the juice aisle.
Yes, absolutely.
Is what I'm gathering.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dr. Sedman, something you said at the beginning of the show where you talked about type 3 diabetes being just another way to say the word Alzheimer's. That is shocking to me. I know we've talked about that before on the show, but the fact that sugars can have so much to do with your brain function, to me, that's a surprising connection that we don't hear enough about.
No, it's because if you're driving your glucose really high, it's very inflammatory. I mean, this is why you have diabetic neuropathy. You know, you have so much glucose in your system that it damages your nerves and your feet and your hands. And that's diabetic neuropathy. And if you don't control your diabetes, then it starts damaging small vessels in your body, like blood vessels. So the two biggest complications that diabetics face is vision issues, because you're affecting the arteries of the eye. Those are small arteries, and kidney function. So people that have severely uncontrolled diabetes and they're going down that path, I mean, they will end up with kidney dysfunction, and some of them go on dialysis. But everybody seems to forget that there are small neurons in your brain, and there are small blood vessels in your brain. And so if you have uncontrolled blood sugar issues and you have inflammation, you're going to damage all of the small nerves and all of the small blood vessels. And so it impacts your brain just like it would your feet.
So this might be a silly question, but do type 1 and type 2 diabetics have a greater risk for dementia?
I think that, you know, I can give maybe a personal opinion on that. I think professionally, I don't know if it's come out quite looking at that correlation. I think personally, I think you have a little bit of a greater risk if you don't manage it. So just having type 1 or type 2 doesn't mean you'll have that, because some of those people do such a great job of managing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people that, you know, they have their insulin and they're like, well, I can have my bowl of ice cream every night and I can have a few beers every single day and I can, you know, and they don't control it, but they got the insulin always there to act as like symptom relief, you know, and you're still getting all the inflammation from it, but you're just knocking your number down. So I think people that are just looking to, you know, knock their number down but not change their diet, they're probably, you know, probably progressing into that arena, which is not good.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting study someday to have somebody research the link between type 1 and 2. And
it's just amazing. If you go through your website, Dr. Sedman, of all the things that you cover, diet is never left out.
Right.
I mean, our diet is involved in everything.
I know. That's why. And I tell people when I lecture, you know, they're like, oh, you have a nutritionist at your office? I'm like, yes, because that is such a foundational piece to getting health. I even did a consult today with a lady, and she came in with digestive issues, and she's like, I get bloated all day, and I'm worse at night. And I was like, all right. I said, you don't have any other health issues? She's like, yeah, I have depression, anxiety. My periods are off. My skin is not great. I'm always tired. I've gained weight. She goes, but I think it's all related to my digestion. I started smiling. I was like, you're probably right, and you're in the right place.
So. Yay! An educated customer.
So, yeah, that kind of made my life easy.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman offers us a free consultation. So if you want to call 303-781-5617, just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. He'll get you in for a free consultation. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this area of different therapies and exercises. As Dr. Stedman, we broke it down three ways today: diet, supplements, and exercises. And we'll have to pick up some of this next week as well. When we come back, we'll finish this out on the diet and then maybe get into some of the supplements here on Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
When should I begin Social Security so that I can maximize my benefits? Have you been wondering what is right for your retirement planning? Dot Mechtenberg offers a free consultation. Don't make a mistake. Call Dot today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Marie Christine also in studio with me as well. Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. And as I mentioned before the break, free consultation if you mention Haystack Help Radio, 303-781-5617. Talking a little bit about our diet, as we do a lot of these segments, but it affects so much of what we do and our health. So, Dr. Stedman, when we go through all these things, is this when you first, that first consultation and you're getting in with folks on this area of Alzheimer's and dementia and all the things, that's a great place where Jess can come in and really help them on this side and then you on the medical side.
Yeah, so that's I think we one of the biggest things in here is we have such a big team approach, you know, and I think that's what makes us so unique. It's not just me trying to figure out the patient, but, you know, we have Jess that's also figuring out, you know, all the metabolic and the food and the blood sugar and the thyroid and, you know, all these other things that could be playing a role into it. And then I get to look at all the neurological pieces. I get to see how their brain is working and where the dysfunctions are, where the deficiencies are. We even have a counselor on staff, and she's great at helping us with the stress management and understanding support systems and other issues like cognitively that can play a role into this as well. And then we have rehab therapists that will do exercises and rehab, and we have such a comprehensive approach. And that's why we do consultations, is we want people to kind of understand this is what we do and meet the team and see our office, you know, because there is a lot of work that we put into it, and there's a lot of work that we, you know, we kind of expect from our patients, because we want everybody to get better, you know, so we want to put a lot of effort into this, and we want you guys to help us out. And it's really this comprehensive team approach to get people, you know, back again. So the consultation is a great way to come down and meet us and see what we're all about, and, you know, and see our office, see our therapy space, and, you know, get an idea if this is a good fit.
So, Dr. Stedman, typically when people come to see you, they already have some sort of a health problem, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I wish people came when they didn't, but...
Well, that's what I was wondering, because this topic of dementia is near and dear to my heart, because two of my grandparents had very serious dementia before they passed away. And that's something that my mom, who's only in her 50s, has had a lot of fear about, that she's worried she's going to go down that same road. So let's say somebody is young, and they're not even anywhere near this dementia thing, but they want to prevent it with diet and supplements and exercises. Is integrated health systems a place for that sort of person?
Absolutely. You know, we've actually dealt with that a lot. People will come in, let's say they come in for some digestive issues, and we go through their history, and we find out that mom had Alzheimer's, and grandma had Alzheimer's, and their aunt had Alzheimer's. You know, so then we'll actually, part of our evaluation process is let me do as much as I can to rule that in or rule that out for you. You know, there are genes that flip on and flip on or off, you know, depending on the person and their experiences, but there are some of those early signs, and we talked about those over the past couple of weeks, those early signs of, you know, loss of smell, chronic constipation, you know, short-term memory loss. You know, those some of those things that, you know, we can do a workup on a patient, do that history, you know, do some of our exam stuff. And there have been some patients that I'm like, you know, you have some things that are indicating this, and your mom and aunt have this. So this is something that we need to work on right now before it becomes a condition.
And what a blessing, you know, so we'll to get to it early.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if we can get there proactively, I mean, this is going to make life easier. It's so much easier to work on something when it's not a big issue than when it's a mountain that we made out of a molehill. You know, and we know this with everything, whether it be your car, your house, a honey-do list, your yard, you know, if you can get after it sooner than later, it's much easier to work on.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, and I guarantee you, this is a phrase you have never said. You know what, folks, I'm glad you are here, but you are probably coming in a little too early. I mean, you always probably look, and even if you don't voice it, man, why didn't y'all come last year or 2 years ago or 90 days ago, whatever the case may be? So the sooner, the better with our health.
Yep. Absolutely. And that's why we run blood work, too. You know, sometimes people are like, why are you running blood work? Why are you checking that? It's like, you know, if it was my family member, I would love for some doctor to check out my family member. You know, if you could find cancer, you know, if you found cancer on my mom, you know, so that, and we are able to do something now, you know, I'd much rather have her around longer. And it's nice to have a doctor that would actually look at my mom instead of just looking at a symptom and then prescribing a medication. You know, it's like, let's look to see what other factors might be there. I don't know. It's just my mindset. I would want somebody to treat my wife and family and kids, you know, with a certain type of being a doctor, mm-hmm. you know, so that's how we treat our patients in here, is trying to find out everything we can, so if there's something we can hit early, let's get after it, so that we're not dealing with memory loss and Alzheimer's down the road.
Sure. couple minutes left, so I don't want to delve into this too far. We'll pick it up next week. But let's touch on supplements just a little bit. First of all, in Texas, we would say a bazillion-dollar industry. But it really is. I mean, everywhere you go, there's supplements of all kinds. What are just some of the quick points you can touch on about supplements and maybe even warning? Just, hey, you know, you got to read labels. And, man, how do you read those if you're not a doctor?
Absolutely. You know, so probably the biggest supplements, and it'd be good to pick up even next week on this topic. You know, but the biggest thing on supplements that can be utilized is fish oil. I mean, that's a really simple. There's a lot of people that have fish oil, a lot of companies that do, even stores, Walgreens. I mean, everybody has fish oil. The thing that's important on that is always a good quality is important because, you know, the question becomes like sometimes where do you source it? Like where do you get your oil from or what fish were you using to get that oil? You know, and you always want a company that's looking out for their clients, you know, people that are buying their product because there are some qualities that are not as great. You know, maybe they're, you know, there's a fear out there of fish that have mercury, you know, and we store a lot of our toxins in fat. So for extracting fish oil, you know, you always want a company that's really good. And even like the ones that we use in our office, you know, we make sure that the company that we're getting them from, that they test and double test and they have quality assurance and quality control and, you know, that high level. So that's always an important piece that I find is if we're going to deal with brain function, let's get a fish oil that's got really good qualities. I think the other thing that people need to know about fish oil is there's actually a therapeutic dose. And the therapeutic dose is usually around 3 grams a day or 3,000 milligrams. So 1,000 milligrams equals 1 gram. So if you look at the back of the bottle and you add all the fat up, you want it to be about 3 grams. And that's what everybody's showing as maintenance care to keep everything healthy and happy. So a lot of people are taking way under that amount. And then if you look at some of the products, you know, you might have 2 capsules equal like 500, you know, milligrams. So if you wanted to go up to 3 grams, you would have to take a lot of pills. You know, so when you're looking at labels, you want to look to see like how much does 1 or 2 capsules, how much fat or good fat fish oil are you getting in those capsules? And then you always want to make sure it's coming from a good company. Or a doctor's office usually has, you know, a really good company because we can get products that a patient cannot get because we have a license. So usually a doctor's office, you're good. Outside a doctor's office, make sure it's a good source.
Yeah, and you're going to do your research and you'll make sure what you're carrying is right. That's what I like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Shane Steadman, integratedhealthdenver.com. Give him a call, 303-781-5617, and we'll pick up more on the supplements and exercises next week. So, Dr. Steadman, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Guys, have a great week.
All right. You as well, sir. And Marie-Christine, thank you as well.
Great to be here.
And thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your afternoon. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.